Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Wake up, Africa, the time is now to turn this country upside down. So the world we can take flight. So there are more lava causes.
As far as improbable journeys go, Fela Kuti's passage from the son of a Nigerian school principal to international rock star ranks up there with any character out of Horatio Alger. This former medical student ended up running for president in his home country. He spent 20 months in a Nigerian prison, perhaps an unlikely subject for a big-budget Broadway musical, but maybe not.
He's no Billy Elliot, is that what you're saying?
That's for sure. The musical Fela took 11 Tony nominations last night. The musical's director and choreographer, Bill T. Jones, is personally nominated for 3 of those Tonys. And he recently sat down with our friend Terrence McKnight, evening host down the hall at WNYC's sister classical music station, WQXR. Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning, Celeste.
So when you sat down with Bill T. Jones, and you asked him about the goal of his artwork, his choreography, and he brought up this idea of using dance as a way to testify, to show his experiences working as a black avant-garde artist and how that could be potentially risky. Listen to this.
I've been trying to make the dancing move out of those realms, which are purely about eroticism or whatever dance is about, and trying to make it kind of a shamanistic leap where through me was coming feelings that were specific but also universal feelings. What does it mean to be looked at, ladies and gentlemen, when you feel the slave block underneath you? What does it mean to at once be on display, making yourself completely available to people who you're not sure think that you're very smart? My whole life has been about trying to understand how to live in a world that was hostile.
Okay, so you asked him a question about using dance as an expression of his personal life, and he gives you an answer where he talks about what it's like to stand in a slave block.
I thought, how eloquent, how tragic. This guy was able to put into words, you know, Celeste, something that I, you know, had personally felt, and I know that others have felt, but had certainly never expressed in public, and certainly not on the radio. I mean, he just talked with such candor, and he described his experience of growing up in the South and in the segregated South in the 50s and living through the civil rights era and all those struggles associated with that, and having this shattered psyche and doing all of his art from that platform. I didn't know where he was going to go with that question, but that's what made our conversation so intriguing, that journey.
That you didn't know where he was going to go. Well, he did tell you, though, that he had a problem when he was first asked to direct the musical Fela. This is what he had to say.
I wasn't even sure that a Broadway audience, whatever that is, would be interested in a story about a pot-smoking, womanizing, multi-instrumentalist, spoiled brat such as Fela. So when I began to work on this, I had the job of saying in the first 15 minutes, okay, here is why this is worth your time.
Okay, why was he, why did he think the Broadway audience couldn't connect? Was it a racial thing?
I think that was part of it. I think also because, you know, Bill T. Jones, typically his art is kind of avant-garde, it's kind of radical, it's revolutionary. And he's telling a story that, you know, as John alluded to, may not be typical on Broadway. So he didn't know how that audience would respond to this Nigerian culture on stage. I mean, it was something new for Broadway.
It was great music, though. You also asked him whether making the choice to appeal to a broader audience was the same as whether he thought it was selling out. And this is what he had to say.
Saying no to any form in the way that I was doing with, and many people did with Broadway, is just prejudiced. I've always been trying to communicate, as I said, testify. But testify to whom? A cool group of 100 people in Lower Manhattan that were all feel superior to the culture around them? Or a person like my niece who said to me once, you know, Uncle Bill, I've been seeing your work for years, but I'll be honest, I never got it.
I mean, she didn't get it because it was avant-garde? And she suddenly got Fela? Is that what he's talking about?
I think some of it had to do with the music. You know, Fela's music is very accessible.
And it's a story. It is a story, as you say. You can hear how moved he is by his niece sort of getting it.
Yeah, I think that was a breakthrough moment for him. Now he's able to speak to this community or to a larger community, including his own family, that may not have looked at his work as something that was their own before.
But he didn't change his dance styles for the Broadway musical, or did he?
I don't believe he changed his dance style. I think it was just a different platform from what he from what we know his work to be. So this was just a different venue for Bill T. Jones, but he brought his same, you know, that same perspective, that same revolutionary spirit to Broadway with this musical.
Well, he brought something to you. I mean, this is a 3-hour interview. He clearly had something he wanted to say to Terrence. And something about this show is really a culmination for Bill T. Jones. Do you think he got it out? Do you think he's gotten it out in this show? He's found a place, a story, a moment that's not hostile, that is really welcoming and supportive. 11 Tonys.
Well, I think, you know, Bill, he talked about, you know, creating an art and not becoming cynical. And he wanted to continue to be himself and produce the art that he envisioned for himself and the art that he envisioned for us as goers to Broadway to really, you know, understand where he was going and to really accept one another on equal basis. And that's what you see in his art. You see all kinds of musicians and dancers on stage, but they're all equally celebrating various cultures. And I think that's important to him.
And I think also, in addition to his personal journey, he also seemed to be trying to come to terms with Fela Kuti's life. I mean, Bill T. Jones describes Fela, as we heard earlier, as being spoiled. Bill T. Jones did not have an easy time growing up. He sometimes was living off government checks. He refers to Fela Kuti as a guy. I mean, he had 12 wives at one point. He was a very controversial figure. Bill T. Jones seems to have, through the process of choreographing this musical, kind of come to terms with this sort of troubled lifetime of Fela Kuti.
Perhaps he did. I mean, I think Bill T. Jones had to come to terms with his own self and who he was. And, you know, he talked about, you know, who am I in this society? How does this society view me as a man, as a dancer, as a choreographer? Am I accepted in this society? Am I smart?
But there, of course, was a signature Terrence McKnight moment in your interview, and we've got it right here.
I used to think art made everything right. And if I just kept my nose to the grinding stone, I would have a revelation. It may still be true, but that's not the way I'm thinking right now. I'm not thinking that way. I'm going from piece to piece, trying to be as honest as I can when I'm there, and I'm trying to survive.
Okay, that is Bill T. Jones responding not to the music of Fela Kuti that we're hearing right here, but Beethoven. Why were you playing Beethoven for him?
When Bill T. and I met, he said to me, "Terrence, I know your show. I love the juxtapositions that you find in music." And this is an example of what he's talking about. Beethoven, born nearly 2 centuries before Bill T. Jones. Both of these men, to a degree, were outsiders in their circle of influence. And the trajectory of Beethoven's career, I think, kind of matches Bill's. You know, Beethoven was a classicist at first. Then he went through a revolutionary phase. And then towards the end of his life, like in this music we're hearing, he goes to a visionary phase. He's really paving the way for the music and musicians to come after him. And that's what I see in Bill T's work.
Nothing wrong with his hearing, though, right, Bill T?
Not as I know. I hope not. I hope he's listening.
Terrence McKnight he's an evening music host for New York Public Radio. His full interview with Bill T. Jones is going to air on May 15th at 10 p.m. on WQXR here at New York Public Radio. He's talking about Fela, which was nominated for 11 2010 Tonys. We're hearing a Fela Kuti here with his song, Teacher, Don't Teach Me No Nonsense.
We're also celebrating Cinco de Mayo with some recipes from our friends at the Calexico Food Carts here in New York. You can make some carne asada or get some recipes for Jamaica water. And you can comment on anything on the program at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post photos on our Facebook fan page. Have a happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.